wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach them the way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. February 3rd, 2007, we have as our guest Lorraine Moray, who has done some exquisite expose on deuterated uranium and other facets of the contamination of our environment, and the chemtrails and the discussion of HAARP. I wanted to just give a few lines from my interview by George Pearl, P-I-R-O, the FBI agent who debriefed Saddam Hussein following his capture in December 2003. the transcript from that interrogation by Mr. Pearl was, Mr. Pearl, the folks that he needed to reconstitute the program are still there. Mr. Pelley, who was part of the 60 Minutes interview of George Pearl, said, well, what weapons of mass destruction did he intend to pursue once again he had the opportunity? Mr. Pearl's answer, he wanted to pursue all of the WMDs. He wanted to reconstitute his entire WMD program. Mr. Pelley, and that is what, chemical, biological, and eventually nuclear? And the answer from Mr. Pearl is yes. And they elaborate what nuclear meant was what we're discussing on Parker Pathways today and what Lorraine is bringing out. I just want to put that on the table because a lot of people have been misguided in terms of the incredible microbiological new bacteria that were 6,000 times stronger than anthrax, the concept of the virus bioterrorism that was to be unleashed across the world, and the deteriorated uranium concept, which is, by the way, part of the contractors who are in Iraq right now building these chloramine factories, which cover 4 acres at a spot, and for the use of chloramine with the DU. Lorraine, have you had a chance to reflect just a few minutes before we go to the next break on John's call? Do you have anything to add to his answer?
Well, this is all part of depopulation. So let me just read another paragraph from
yes,
my
of
paper.
The memorandum, Memo 200.
Well, this is part of my paper. It's after the memo, quote.
Okay.
According to an NSC spokesman, that's National Security Council spokesman at the time of Dr. Kissinger's comments, the United States shared the view of former World Bank President Robert McNamara that the population crisis is a greater threat to U.S. national security interests than nuclear annihilation. In 1975, Henry Kissinger established a policy planning group in the U.S. State Department's Office of Population Affairs, and the U.S. population
we'll cover that. Yeah.
Is as much a target.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention that in the physiology of deteriorated uranium, the assumption is that the behavior of deteriorated uranium in the body is identical to that of natural uranium. That is that's the basic premise in medical physiology circles, and that on the average we got about 90 micrograms of uranium in the human body, and in what's considered by the United Nations position, which they're going to talk about tomorrow, that that their normal intakes of water and food and air, we just normally take this in, and about 66% of uranium is found in the skeleton of the human body, and 16% is in the kidneys, and then 10% is in other tissues. I take issue with the fact of how the physiology works on that, and that's where Lorraine's going to. I feel it's far worse than that. Because I've been on the front lines of these kinds of activities in the human body and measuring them, and I can tell you right now that the behavior of deuterium in the body is not identical to that of natural uranium. And then the other fact that we're going to get into with Lauren is all of the aspects of what she is calling radio nanotubes and the nanotubes of single cell permeable membranes, which is a very important subject. what I'd like to have you do, Lorraine, if you would be kind enough to finish reading your very important statements that you were starting to read about McNamara and human depopulation.
Yes.
That's an important piece of work that you've done there. Would you be kind enough to finish reading that?
Yes. I'm going to just read that again because it's sort of faded out. This is extremely important. According to an NSC spokesman at the time, this was in 1974, the United States shared the view of former World Bank President Robert McNamara that the population crisis is a greater threat to U.S. national security interests than nuclear annihilation. In 1975, Henry Kissinger established a policy planning group in the U.S. State Department's Office of Population Affairs. By 1979, depopulation was the top priority of U.S. national security policy as outlined in the national security paper Global 2000, written by Rockefeller contractors. These are people who actually work for the Rockefellers. Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, General Alexander Haig, and Ed Muskie for President Carter. The Rockefellers brought the idea of depopulation to the U.S. from England in the 1920s. And with the Bush and Harriman families are the elite of the American eugenics movement. The sole purpose of this policy of scientific racism continues to be for the reduction of the world's population by 2 billion people through war, famine, disease, and any other means necessary. So, this is a war against the global population and the American population. And it's been engineered in the U.S. by the Rockefellers and their contractors. And the Rockefellers serve the City of London. Now, in the October 28th online edition of Nature Nanotechnology, which is a science journal published by Nature, the first direct images of carbon nanotubes entering cells were captured and presented in this paper. And it says, quote, "For the first time, scientists have directly imaged carbon nanotubes entering and migrating within human cells." And the images are actually nanoparticles, carbon nanotubes, which entered the nucleus, where the DNA is located, of human cells within 48 hours of exposure. And this is exactly what nanoparticles of depleted uranium do, and our soldiers have reported being sick within 48 hours of exposure on the battlefield or wherever they're exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And determining as a result that whether the nanotubes cause cell death depends on the dose and exposure time. The work, published in the October 28th online edition of Nature Nanotechnology, may lead to better ways of determining carbon nanotubes toxicity to humans. And with whether it's carbon nanotubes or depleted uranium nanotubes, nanoparticles, these are the most dangerous biological toxins of all. Now, what's very interesting when, and you can explain this, this is Nano Letters 2007. So this just came out. It was just published, Nanotube Radio. And the Department of Physics at UC Berkeley and the Material Science Division at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, which is where the Manhattan Project started, have actually put out these press releases proving that they were able to turn a carbon nanotube into an antenna, making it a nanotube radio, which could receive and transmit radio signals and radio frequencies. And you can go to their website and actually listen and watch a video clip of a carbon nanotube receiving the electromagnetic signals of a song and then actually transmitting it so that you can hear it. Now, what would be the purpose of turning nanotubes into an antenna, Wynn?
Mm-hmm. I have two answers for that. On the October 28 Nature, what was the year on that?
This year, 2007.
That's what I thought.
Just a couple months ago.
I know. Yeah, because the reason I'm asking that is because the Russians have suppressed that information.
Well, you have to remember the Soviet Union and the U.S. government were secret partners on the HAARP project.
I know.
And
I
we
know
should that. Have a program on that because I have traced the full development from the Soviet Union and the Woodpecker signal
mm-hmm.
to the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory. They mm-hmm. were the secret partner agency.
That's right, and they did that up in Alaska. And
to HAARP in Alaska. It's yeah. also in Norway and in,
right.
Not Greenland, but Newfoundland.
Yeah, the one that they put up in Arizona is in an extraordinary situation.
That's part of Los Alamos.
Yeah, and I think now
this is the images of the nanoparticles came out October 28th. The press releases for this nanotube radio came out October 31st. So they are absolutely related.
Yeah, right. And the thing is that now. This whole system is dependent on the antenna. And if you have the antenna, you can measure out the nanoparticle and its activity. One of the major processes that I've talked about on other Parker Pathway shows, which I called synthetic biologists, the rebuilding of human beings, and the development of the use of these nanoparticles with magnetic fields that have to do with making synthetic enzymes for the new humans. I haven't gotten into it as much as I should have, but I could do about two shows on this. And, in fact, I'm thinking here re-inviting you back on when I do that show, because what's going to happen is the measurement of the enzyme systems of the red cell of the human body, it carries the oxygen that's necessary for the human being to live. The blood-brain barrier transfer of all of the purpose chemicals of the hydroacetic acids and the fluorides and the bromides and the deteriorated uranium as part of its carrier will send a signal by the antenna to the hypothalamus of the brain to change the hormones to give a different thought process to the human being. That's project one. That's going on right now. Number two, the Japanese have sophisticated the nanoparticle to the point where they can change the gland system of a human being 700 feet away by using the antenna process of the nanoparticle. And also, everything you eat and everything you think can be set to the nanoparticle's magnetic frequency. So right now in Gibbons, you can read the thought processes of Gibbons by this process. And there's some human experimentations that are going on in France. And we can pick up on this after the other end of the break and get your comments on the radio frequency system. Laureen Murray, our guest.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, February 3rd, 2007, and our guest, Laura Murray, who is giving us some valuable information on deuterated uranium. I want to finish up real fast before we go to your next question, Lorraine, but one of the things about the antenna and the wiring of the cell, the whole point of the antenna at the moment is to also give instructions to the nanotubes that are inside the red cell and the white cell of the human body. And what's happening here on another project, which is, it hasn't made the world yet, but it has to do with the wiring, which you alluded to. The cells are actually wired to the new system of how to control the human body and human thought, and not only that, to change the glandular structure of the human being as the eventual goal. And then the third project that is scooting around here is called the field of transmutation. Essentially, what's going on is that there are particle collisions, and these particle collisions of the enzyme systems are getting into these new projects with these nanotubes in such a way to make a whole new element. So what you have here, what we have always thought about as colliders to be able to fire at thousands of miles an hour particles together and create new elements, is now being controlled by the antenna and the nanotube chemistries in such a way to create whole new human cells to trigger the gene system, which in turn will wire the cell, which in turn will, if you will, facilitate the goals of the social planners. So I've kind of short-handed this whole thing to try to answer that question that you posed to me. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Yeah, well, this is a major part of this. I was reading about the Google co-founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, and on November 14th, there was an article that Larry Page was going to be married, and I just was glancing over it when I suddenly saw that former Vice President Al Gore, a senior advisor at Google, had been invited to the wedding, which was in early December. And so I immediately started investigating Google, and this is what I found out. Larry Page and Sergey Brin are both Zionists, and they both married women who were involved in biological information systems. When I investigated Sergey Brin, who actually got married 6 months before Larry Page, I discovered that he married Anne Wojcik, and she had started a personal genetics startup company. She is the founder of 23andMe, a venture based in Mountain View, which promises to make sense of customers' genetic information. Genetic testing for consumers is a field with growth prospects, and Wojcik wants to solve medical mysteries and unite the world with DNA, but it's controversial. For instance, imagine if it became standard practice for couples to take genetic tests before marriage. Now, when I investigated, I discovered that as soon as she married Sergey Brin, she received millions of dollars from Google, and in her fundraising, she also received money from Genentech, Moore Davidow Ventures, New Enterprise Association, and others. But listen to her background, because it must have popped out and was very controversial. Their marriage, because it's not just two people getting married, it's much more than that. And what her background turns out to be is Anne Wojcik co-founded 23andMe in 2006 to enable individuals to get access to their genetic information. Prior to starting 23andMe, and 23, by the way, is the number of chromosomes on the DNA, Anne spent 10 years investing in healthcare companies. Bingo. Mm-hmm. She graduated with a B.S. in biology from Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Yale is where all this garbage is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did my molecular biology research at the National Institute of Health, NIH, which is where the eugenics program is being engineered from.
Mm-hmm.
The Weizmann Institute, which is the City of London connection and Israel, and UC San Diego, which gave her access to the biggest U.S. Navy base.
Mm-hmm.
And the Navy is heavily invested and involved in depopulation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, isn't that interesting?
Oh, yes. And it comes under the heading of biobanking.
Biobanking, and now they are moving Google headquarters to Israel.
Yeah, I know. We're going to come back on the break and talk about this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Exposing the population control, social planner concept for world domination, and that's what I call it, world domination, and the deteriorated uranium concept. Irene, I just want to make a quick comment of how correct you are about this. There is a company called LabVantage. And LabVantage is a highly supported global investment company that is centered out of England. When they made this declaration last week about cutting off various care to various people at a certain age and developing this whole process of having specimens and working. But this isn't in the public domain, what we're talking about right now. There's something else going on here. What's going on, and has happened, and has been going on for 3 years, is a sophistication that has come from lots of research over a period of time to collect semen and urine and blood samples from people all around the world to put them into a depository and a registry that's very private. This is called the Biological Synthetic Repository. And what they're doing is separating out to save these samples with other species samples for the development of the new human. And because when new diseases come up with new types of gene changes and what are called gene signatures on the genomes for the various species on the earth, they'll be able to have this select group of people to be the ones that survive in the new world order. And right now, there are 38,000 cancer patients so far in this system, and they're run by a process, an automation process that is by six computers that are mind computers equal to 4,000 people's minds. They control this, what is called the Takon. And the Takon is a company which has these liquid handling workstations that develop and isolate out the particular matter of the proteins from the serum and the blood cells, and also in urine for getting subsets. And the idea is to get these subset protein systems from at least 500,000 people. And I've always asked why the 500,000 people, and of course the answer I get, I already figured I'd get, and of course that's a sacred people. And so these investments that you're talking about are not only real, but they're going on. It's all part of the scheme of the global warming concept to have the threat out there for the reason for doing all these things.
Exactly.
And so you have 38,000 cancer cases that are now registered in this close to secret program that you're alluding to on the investment. It's called Janus, and I appreciate the idea of your interview time for me to expose this along with your expose, because it's quite real. The real war that we're fighting is for our own survival, and the concept which I call life and death issues that are very important. And there's a project that's related to this that has to do with uranium contaminants. And I'm not going to be telling you something you don't already know, but there always have been blames for having uranium from rocks and it's from natural processes, which it is or something, but the uranium mining and all the rest of it. But the nuclear facilities and the concept of the waste disposal system is very much a part of the protection sequence of gene change. And there's a the uranium as itself is really a water-soluble uranium, uranyl ion. And this uranium atom is really linked to the two hydrogen and the two oxygen atoms in all by double bonds. So when this fluoride system, hydro system comes in, it adds a third bond. Now, if the uranyl ion is to react with any other substance, it's going to change it into a different insoluble ion. So that can be filtered out, but the uranium binds to oxygen. The bonds it forms, and these are a 25% stronger a typical double bond. So what's being researched in this process of the genetic changes is something which is affectionately called an organic molecule, which is called a macrocycle. And these macrocytes can fold in half to form a structure like a chelator. A chelator being a molecule that has jaws that can pick up. It looks like jaw. That's why it's called the Greek word chelate. And the thing is, so it's picking up all of these metal ions and coming in the other way. Now, it can go between the cobalt ion that will combine with the water-soluble uryl ion, which is the uranium. And so what's happening here is that this macromolecule is dissolved in water. And it leaves this one oxygen protruding ion. And so because this microcycle molecule is destroyed by water, it can't be used to remove the uranium from the contaminated water.
Oh.
So what happens is that this, they believe that, this is all out of the public domain, by the way, but it's finding that if you take the substance and transform this dissolved uranium ion into an insoluble compound, you're achieving something that's never occurred in research at the bench. So what has to happen is to create a new pathway, just like Parker Pathway showed. That's one of the reasons I named it Pathway, for having the uranium removed from the body. So what you have, the only three ways that you can approach this is that you have to deal with the contamination water of our water supply on the earth and create a new macrocycle molecule to loosen the bonds of the ions that are containing the plutonium. So what's going on here is not only the concept of the nanotube being involved in the antenna signal, it is also the purpose of changing the ural ion of the uranium in the body itself.
I see.
That's the big secret.
That's the big secret. Now, let me explain to you the difference between ingesting uranium, for instance, in drinking water, and inhaling it in the form of depleted uranium particles. And then I want your comment. This is the most interesting interview I think I've ever done. Because
we have
I'm
about
learning,
12 minutes.
I'm learning so much. And I hope the audience is too, and you too.
This is the top of the line here. This kind of information is the top of the line.
Yes. Now, when uranium is dissolved in water, and there are many populations that have lived in areas where there are high levels of uranium in the drinking water, in the groundwater, and it doesn't seem to affect the population. The reason is when you drink it or it's contaminating food, the particles are highly charged and they attach themselves to the organic material passing through the gut. And so they're pretty much excreted very efficiently. The difference between depleted uranium particles that are formed at very, very high temperatures, hotter than the sun even, 3,000 to 5,000 degrees centigrade, is that they form very insoluble high-temperature oxides. And the depleted uranium, when it burns, actually forms a radioactive poison gas. And as it cools or quenches, it forms nanoparticles of these high-temperature depleted uranium oxides, which are round, hollow spheres or Christmas tree balls. And so the density of uranium metal is over 19, but the density of high-temperature depleted uranium or ceramic oxides is less than 1. The nanoparticles remain permanently suspended in the atmosphere, and they're kept suspended by Brownian motion or air molecules bumping into them and keeping them suspended. They become incorporated in atmospheric dust, and they circulate around the world within 2 or 3 weeks. Within 7 to 9 days, they're carried from the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq and Yugoslavia to Britain, and we have continuous air monitoring at the Aldermaston nuclear weapons facility in England, which proves the U.S. and Britain constantly grid-bombed and carpet-bombed Iraq from 1998, when the data database begins, through 2003. Now, this is causing global pollution. All during atmospheric testing, all of the nuclear states only release the equivalent of 40,000 Hiroshima bombs into the atmosphere. But since 1991, what the U.S. and Britain have admitted to using, which is much less than what they've actually used, is the equivalent of 400,000 Nagasaki bombs. So they've released 10 times more. This is causing a global diabetes epidemic, which the diabetes, the World Health Organization, projected will increase 10 times by the year 2030. Cancer is just the tip of the iceberg. Hypertension, Alzheimer's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, all these neurological and neuromuscular diseases are the types of diseases that have the greatest increase. Cancer has the lowest increase. So it's only the tip of the iceberg. So what comment do you have about the different physiological effects of the soluble uranium, which occurs in nature, as compared to these artificially produced depleted uranium particles?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I made the comment in the last hour of Parker Pathways that the going theme is the behavior of deuterated uranium is identical to that of the natural uranium, and I don't agree with that because
it's not.
The kidney pathology of the human is really measured by the amount of enzyme change that can occur as similar to dialysis. This is why I always maintain that if you have chloramine as a secondary disinfectant in the water, you're picking up the other particle on the nitrogen ion to the bromide, the halocytic and nitrocytic acid, which I mentioned earlier, and that attaches to the uryl ion, which is creating this whole new gene signal. But the gene signals are created by what are called the filtration filtration kidney rate, which in order to determine the amount of deuterated uranium in the urine from a human, you're using the ratio of uranium-235 to uranium-238. So what you're doing is actually measuring the amount of a protein enzyme change that is triggering the pancreas to cause diabetes type 1, and that has been totally hand-cold documented, and that hasn't reached the public either in terms of the disaster that we face.
It's been very hidden.
Yeah.
All through atmospheric testing. You find someone who will admit, who worked in the nuclear weapons program, that depleted uranium is even in atomic bombs. They all deny it. They never
mm-hmm.
measured it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the comments that I want to make is about the idea of passing through the intestine and the concept. I don't quite agree with that because I have a whole series of enzyme and conceptual ideas of fecal measurements that have been made in Russia and Germany and in Iran, by the way, who is researching this extensively. And what they're, and that's how you really get the real use of deuterated uranium intake in the human body is to measure it in the feces.
Uh-huh.
So the feces have a natural uranium flow. My question is how the body has already accommodated the contamination of radioactivity to give us cancer. So that's why the percentage of the 66% in the skeleton figure of uranium is close, but it needs to be taken more seriously because when you go in and drink the water in any form, even the bottled water, when I have put the date on the bottled water, I was responsible for that. And when you look at your bottled water, you see a date on there. Well, you can thank me for that and buy me a cup of coffee someday that's got real water in it, you know. But the thing comes down to the fact that's the most important thing that could have happened. And we're just at the touching of the base of this. You change the intestinal quality of absorption. You do not have a pass-through. You have a change which occurs with the chemistry of the nanotube in the cell to create another protein, which is why the Japanese have come up with this antenna, the nanotube, measuring a blood cell memory 700 feet away from the antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they're after is to have that global satellite click on and follow your very hormone thought process.
That's right.
And that's what they're after.
That's
well,
right.
The whole thing is on the fecal measurements on the natural uranium can be as high as 500 micrograms a day. That's the average that we've been finding. You didn't realize that if you gave 500 micrograms a day of natural uranium to be extrapolated to a mouse, a cancer mouse specially bred for lymphoma, that humans have, the human gene for lymphoma researched in a clinical laboratory rat. They will die in 15 minutes and get cancer.
Yeah.
That's reality. And, of course, what it does to the lungs is unexplainable. And that's why I was upset at the beryllium story last night on the national news about Livermore Labs. What a joke.
What a joke.
We have 5 more minutes left of Parker Pathways, and we'll have you with a closing comment.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and we have as our guest Lorraine Moray, who is a geoscientist and discussing deteriorated uranium. We'll have our closing comments in a minute. I just wanted to mention that the concept of getting rid of uranium itself from the body really an intravenous transfusion of isotonic 1.4% sodium bicarbonate. And I've always found that in this kind of setting, that sodium bicarbonate is also used for the process, sort of suggestion of sodium bicarbonate to change the pH of the blood. What really hasn't been discussed here today is the concept of the pH change as a result of the magnetism of the nanotubes. And that is a whole world in itself on how the gene changes occur as a result of the pH of the blood. And I just wanted to mention that. Number two, very quickly, on the North American Union meeting in New Orleans in February, which is this month, when the representative from the United States president and Mexico and Canada take United States off the maps, it'll be called the North American Union. The concept of the control of what's called following conflict. The following conflict paragraph of the new nation, called the North American Union, will have exclusive exceptions with United Nations preambles on deteriorated uranium. I just thought I'd bring that in because that is your life and death paragraph, folks. Who controls your life and death? I talked about it in other Parker Pathways, and it's on the medical consent form on the new ones that are being printed with the United Nations paragraphs on them. Lorraine, we have. I'd like the listeners to know how they can get a hold of you, and if you have any materials that you would like them to know about, please tell our audience how to get a hold of you and your materials.
Yes, I have a program for public access TV. It's called Global Nuclear Cover-Up, and I have 35 one-hour DVDs formatted just for public access. They are about the nuclear technologies and how they're impacting the global health of the environment and global public health. And these are extremely important. I'm getting them in cities around the U.S. A citizen in a city can go to the contact the public access station and arrange for them to be shown in their city. They're interviews. They are presentations. These are by top radiation scientists who are honest. And they are also documentaries and things like that. It's the most popular series on the Berkeley Public Access Station. And the DVDs are $5 each to cover the cost of reproducing and formatting them for public access. You can contact me either through Dr. Wynn Parker or my email is Lorraine Morey, LeurenMoret@yahoo.com. And I really want to thank you, Wynn, for this very, very interesting interview.
Oh, this is, I thank you very much for your time to be here, and we're going to have you back again. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And support Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless America, and thank you, Lauren. And remember, we are all human beings that need to support each other. That's the result of mutual cooperation. We'll see you in the next Parker Pathways.